News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So I wanted to bring up this story about Nikki Haley coming from CNN. It's a little bit of a surprise. I'll cover that one here in just a minute. First, top three stories. The stock market today, Dow futures have fallen ahead of the inflation data. What inflation data? Well, inflation went up in January, surprising many individuals that it's continued to go up despite the efforts from the Federal Reserve to try to stave off inflation. China calls for a ceasefire and peace talks. So a little bit of a 180 from where they had been. They're giving weapons and stuff to Russia, right? So, and we know that President Xi and President Putin are both fairly close to each other, respect one another. And so now all of a sudden they're giving away or they're encouraging peace talks. A little bit of a 180 from where they were standing before. And a rare Michigan ice storm has knocked out power for nearly 700,000 individuals in Michigan. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So ever since Nikki Haley has run her campaign or started her campaign, she's been under attack. We've talked about it. Some Republicans coming after her, but the more vitriol type stuff, the kind of shady attacks have come from the left. MSNBC, Don Lemon on CNN, all criticizing her age. Others saying that she's not a real, the one said that she's the ultra Karen and with dark skin. It's like, are you what? Like, these are just terrible things. So even though Don Lemon is on CNN, Don Lemon's coworker, Jake Tapper, pointed out that he's criticizing Democrats for attacking Nikki Haley for using her middle name, Nimarata. Nikki Nimarata Haley. And he says, these are the same people who objected whenever Republicans would say Barack Hussein Obama. I mean, there is a very ugly sign of the left that comes out when Nikki Haley runs for office. And that's basically what it comes down to, is that he's pointing out, here's CNN now, it's saying her campaign has exposed the ugly side of Democrats, of liberals on that side. And I would say it's not just the... he's saying it's the ugly side, and I think he's pointing out just how nasty they can be over things. And that's what I've been talking about with her campaign, is the hypocrisy of some of the attacks that they're doing against her. It's just like, are you kidding? I mean, if anybody said some of these things that they say about Kamala Harris, for example, they would be losing their minds. But it's okay because Nikki Haley just has an R behind her name. I'm like, they're not even looking at her policies. If they would look at their policies and the things that she stood up for, they probably wouldn't be as opposed to her as what they think they would be. But it's not about that. It's about she has an R behind her name. In fact, let's get traffic on the fives. When we come back, I have a couple of thoughts about that.
Traffic report brought to you by Anderson Subaru. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. No slowdowns to report on Highway 90 or Highway 98. If you do see something on the road, just give me a call to 850-262-6111. Anderson Subaru, the all-new 2022 Outback is now in stock. Your adventure begins here. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. So a couple other thoughts here. Nikki Haley being vitriolically attacked by the left. And you know, she's being attacked by the right, too, but not vitriolically. So, you know, the right is like she's a career politician. You know, it's just kind of your same stuff. The left is like she's not a woman in her prime. The left is like she's getting up there in age. The left is like she's an ultra Karen with dark skin. Like, you're going after her skin? You're going after her gender? You're going after her age? It's like, are you kidding me? And I was saying that the left can be very vitriolic. And that's what CNN's Jake Tapper is starting to point out, going, this is exposing the ugly side of the left that can come out sometimes. Well, here's the thing, though. It's amazing how many people I talk to who are big Trump supporters or maybe even mild Trump supporters who are like, well, you know what? The media was extremely unfair with Trump. They just always attacked Trump. They just had an issue with Trump. And I'm like, I've been doing this long enough now that I realize it's not just Trump. Look, the thing is the media was nonstop on George W. Bush. And I did not like George W. Bush's policies, hardly any of them at all. I felt like the guy, first of all, could have just cemented a legacy after September 11th, and he started off doing that. But his policies and other things that he did was just wow. But the worst of it was the media just constantly on him. And I remember talking to a bunch of my Democrat friends back when Trump was running for president against Hillary. And they were just like, Trump just is this and this and this, and it was going on and on. And one of my Republican friends was with me, or I say conservative. He wasn't really Republican. He's just a conservative type person. And he was telling me, he and I were talking about how much they just hate him, and maybe Republicans should have voted for somebody else to be their nominee just so they couldn't, just to not have the hate. And I told him, I said, it won't matter. So we were talking about this earlier. Then we were meeting with a bunch of our Democrat friends, and they were all talking about how much they hate Trump, and the Republican Party's going to heck because of it, and blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, if Trump didn't win, the candidate was probably going to be Ted Cruz. What would you have thought about that? Oh, my gosh, you would have thought the room had an explosion go off. They were, oh, Ted Cruz would have been the worst. I mean, they were even more angry that Ted Cruz would have been the candidate than Donald Trump. And I'm like, and so I was telling my buddy afterwards, I was like, see, it doesn't matter who it is. If they have an R behind their name, they hate him. And it's like, and Trump was actually the more mild one that the Democrats, when he first ran in 2016, he was the one that they least hated. and they hated him to death. I'm like, it's just the far left, that's just how they are, man. And don't get me wrong, I know there's people like that on the far right, too. But I've seen it for too long. There's just no, and when it's just here's the problem: when the mainstream media is mainly Democrats who they contribute to the Democrat Party, they vote Democrat. We know this. We see it in the records and all this other stuff. And they're the ones on national TV, so they're editors behind the scenes choosing what stories to run, choosing the angles to run, and stuff like this. They're guiding the narrative of the nation, and that's why it's a problem. Is that no matter who it is, if they have an R behind their name, they're gonna excoriate them. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So coming up here next, Top Trending News with Joe Ford in the newsroom.
Scott tissue that I wish you saw. Side captain, Mr. Know-It-All. I'll close your eyes and I'll kiss you, cuz with the birds I'll share.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Coming up here next hour, we're going to be having – next hour, no. Coming up here in about 20 minutes, we'll have your weekend movie preview. So stick around for that.
Now it's time for your top trending news. Well, the trial of Alex Murdaugh is adjourned until Monday. Murdaugh admits he lied to police, stole money from clients, and was addicted to drugs, but insists he didn't kill his wife, Maggie, and son, Paul. He blamed most of his actions on his drug addiction. President Biden says the U.S. won't be providing F-16s to Ukraine. When asked about Ukrainian President Zelensky's recent request, Biden told reporters he doesn't need F-16s. I am ruling it out for now. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries are looking into creating a task force to establish a process to remove members from committees. The process comes after fallout from McCarthy's decision to call for a vote of the full House to remove Representative Ilhan Omar from the Foreign Affairs Committee. And lawsuits against Norfolk Southern are piling up following the toxic train derailment in Ohio. The law firm Johnson & Johnson recently announced it filed a class action lawsuit against the railroad on behalf of all residents within 30 miles of the derailment site. Bobby.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So there's going back real quick to the Murdaugh thing. So it looks like this thing's just going to I guess now that he's taken the stand, this is going to be like the top story for until he's off the stand, because it seems like he keeps on coming up with more things that they didn't know about or something. Mm-hmm. So it's getting to be a little scandalous of a of an ordeal is what it sounds like. But the and there was the other story. There was one other thing you mentioned.
Committees, the train derailment, and then the F-16s.
Train derailment. I want to bring that up real quick because I was just saying I was looking at the report. I brought up before that we've had 1,700 train derailments per year since 1990. And it's like, what? I didn't know we had that many. Now, most of them are very, very minor. They're even happen in the rail yard, so they don't even, even tip over. It's just they just get off the rail. So, but the number of hazardous, like train derailments with hazardous materials has dropped 50% since the 1990s to the 2000 period. And then from 2001 to 2012, it's down about 25% from then. So we've actually had less. We still have, I think it was 5,500 train derailments involving hazardous materials over the past 10 years. But at the same time, that's significantly down from where it was. And it only accounts for 5% of incidents with hazardous materials. So I thought that was kind of interesting. I'm a stats geek, so well, I apologize. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's get traffic on the fives.
Traffic report brought to you by Avalon HR. No slowdowns to report. I-10, I-110 looking good, as well as 29 and 90. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon. Employing made easy. It's Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Alrighty, coming up here next, we've got a quick jobs report for you right here on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So looking at the jobs report, unemployment numbers dropped last week about 14,000, which is pretty fantastic. And even bigger than that, continued unemployment numbers dropped about 26,000. And so that means people who did lose their job were able to go find a job fairly quickly. So that's very good. Very good news right there. And so we continue to see some fairly good jobs numbers. Well, even if people lose their jobs, it seems like they're able to go find another one fairly soon. That's positive. All right. So I saw this from Gallup. According to Gallup, Americans' finances are the worst they've been since the Great Recession. They've been asking the question since 1976, are you better off or worse off than you were last year? 51% of Americans say they are worse off than they were a year ago. This is worse than what it was during the pandemic. This is worse than every year other than the Great Recession in 2008 when the financial crisis happened. But at the same time, like we're saying, inflation is still going up. Americans are still buying things. Housing prices are going, or housing sales is going down, but new sales is going up. At the same time, 64% of Americans now say they're living paycheck to paycheck, and credit card debt is going through the roof. Yeah, I saw that the other day. Kind of a that's a pretty cool story.
Yeah,
and they can't find them, and they've had it on social media for a few days now, and from what I understand, they still haven't had any leads with it. So
yeah, I mean, 24 days and you survive on ketchup. I mean, I like ketchup, but it's got to be a condiment to stuff.
You never want ketchup ever again. So. I do remember when I lived overseas, when I first got there, some of the Americans would tell me, says, if you don't like the food overseas, just add ketchup to it. Ketchup covers the flavor of everything.
Huh.
And I'm like, yeah, that's true, actually. I never thought about it that way, but I tried it. If there's something I didn't like, just add some ketchup, and now you're just eating something that has ketchup on it.
There you go.
All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives, and then we'll get your weekend movie preview.
No slowdowns to report. I-10 and I-110 are looking good. And if you do see something on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now,
it's time for
a weekend movie.
Did it again. I'm just anxious to talk. Well, that's because we got a bunch of movies out in the theater, starting with Cocaine Bear, rated R. Rated R. Yeah, it looks funny in the trailers, but it's rated R because it's probably going to be pretty violent. It is based on, or it's inspired by, a true story of a bear that overdosed on cocaine that had been dropped by drug smugglers. And so it's a pretty wild true story. I guess this is loosely based on that, though. And it's directed by Elizabeth Banks, and they're calling it a dark comedy. So it does look funny, but it's going to be dark because the bear starts, like, killing people. So he goes on a rampage in a small Georgia town. Ray Liotta is in it. This was his last film before he passed away last May. The cast includes Kerry Russell, Ice Cube's son, O'Shea Jackson Jr., and others. And so that's in theaters now. Another movie in theaters that's in limited release is called Mummies. It's a digital animation film about a group of Egyptian mummies who enter the land of the living and travel to present-day London to get back a royal wedding ring from archaeologists who stole it before their pharaoh finds out. So it's a limited release one right there. And then Jesus Revolution, PG-13. Kelsey Grammer plays a conservative California pastor who risks alienating his congregation by opening his church to all long-haired hippies who were inspired by the evangelical movement of the late 60s and 70s. So it's called Jesus Revolution. So you can check that one out and in the theater. Now, there's also some stuff on streaming. Before I get to that, though, so the Cocaine Bear is the big movie out this weekend. Like I said, very loosely based on the true story. True story is in 1985, a drug kingpin tried to abandon his malfunctioning plane with 75 pounds worth of cocaine strapped to his body. His parachute failed, and he went all the way down to the Chattahoochee National Forest in Georgia. A bear came along and ate a bunch of the duffel bags of coke, overdosed, and died. That's the true story. There was no real rampage or anything like that. Well, you can still see the real Cocaine Bear, whose name is Pablo Escobar. That's not okay. They stuffed him, put him on display at the park, but later he was stolen. Then he changed hands a few times. One of his owners was actually the country star Waylon Jennings. And now the real Cocaine Bear is at Kentucky He's at the Kentucky Fun Mall in Lexington, Kentucky. I checked out the pics, and it's kind of funny, actually, to look at. So you can. They even sell Cocaine Bear merchandise. That is weird. You can go to Kentucky to the mall and check out a bear that died, that OD'd by eating cocaine. This is very weird. All right, some stuff that's on streaming for you. Where'd it go? Die Hard the movie. It's on Amazon Prime. This is Kevin Hart. So he plays a fictional version of himself who's tired of being the comedic sidekick. He gets his own wish when he's given the lead man in an action film. But there's a catch. He has to train at the world's greatest action star school run by a lunatic. Pushed to his limits by the action school coach and tough-minded rival students, he must survive a series of hilarious, over-the-top action sequences and stuff. So, Kevin Hart, you know it's going to be good stuff. And then We Have a Ghost is on Netflix. And it stars David Harbour from Stranger Things. It has Anthony Mackie, Jennifer Coolidge. After finding a ghost with a murky past haunting their new house, a family becomes internet sensations and the targets of a shadowy government agency. So that We Have a Ghost is also available on Netflix. And also, by the way, on Netflix, Murdaugh Murders, A Southern Scandal, a new Netflix documentary, is on Netflix. So if you're interested in that whole trial that's going on, check it out there. All right, you guys have a great weekend. Enjoy Pensacon. We'll talk to you again on Monday. Bye-bye.
News Radio 92.3 WNRP Golf Breeze.